Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a 2 for Tuesday and another pair of Red Sox tickets for you to win in a half an hour and then all day long, every hour here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Well, I want to ask the room this because we always do this when we have great matchups or series and, you know, legacies. Who is the pressure on?
Pressure.
Who's we know the pressure what pressure on today? Does. It busts pipes. Who is it on? Is it on the one, Greg Hill, or Christopher Shinetime?
I think for ego and for because of it, it's their home course, because he's had more experience, because we've seen him play before and we know he's a better golfer, more pressure is on Greg. Shime, people are rooting against.
Right.
So he is really the underdog here.
Right.
So.
Do you agree, Curtis?
I honestly think that you're playing mind games right now, and you're doing a great job of it. You are allowing Shime's ego to continue to expand in anticipation for this match, only to pop that puppy on the sixth hole.
Yeah.
I love it. Brilliant. Brees called in.
Yeah.
You got the family behind you, and you got the world against Shime. It's where you want to be.
But who's more pressure on? I agree with Courtney.
No,
I think it's Greg.
I think
the pressure is
all on Shime. Did you hear the way he was talking about it on Thursday?
I mean, all right, though.
Greg is in the final. He's in, like, the Biden days of his life. Right. Like, I mean.
He's the underdog. Right? This is like the Celtics and Knicks. He's the Knicks.
Yeah.
If he loses, everybody expected it.
I don't think I'm the favorite.
Yes, you are.
Oh, yeah, you are.
You see the ticker?
Yeah. Well, you're right certainly there? Ken's favorite.
On Twitch, Greg opens at minus 300. That's the favorite, and a pretty big one at that. So I look at Greg with the pressure, because if Greg loses, it's the biggest choke job ever.
Yeah, exactly.
All, and we're talking about with the AAF fans. This thing goes way back.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's very simple. Is I play a simple man's game, and I put the ball in the fairway, and then approach shot, and I'm on and two, and the two putt it, and I got a par. And I feel like it's match play, so I feel like Shime is going to – I think he's going to wilt under the pressure at some point during the nine. But we will see today. So
big whiff by you, Greg. Instead of Jackson, we should have had Lally be your caddy.
Jackson,
I'll step
ready?
Away at any point.
Some concern over you and the lung capacity when it comes to carrying the bag for nine holes because of the vaping. I got that on the text line earlier.
I'll be okay. It's better than cigarettes.
Okay.
Right. And the good thing with Jackson on the bag is if you want a second pop around the course, he'll have one for you.
Are you going to be vaping on the course while carrying the bag? I assume you are.
I'm sure I'll take a couple of puffs, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Fluff? Was it Fluff who used to smoke on the course? Tiger's caddy?
The guy that made the comment about the collard greens.
Different. That was Fuzzy Zeller. Who did. He used to smoke on the course. John Daly smokes on the golf course.
All right.
Most caddies, I feel like, are stuck in the 60s. Like they all smoke cigarettes. They never got the memo. I am so excited for this today.
Yeah.
I am oddly pumped.
I'm ready to go. I got to get over there, hit the range, and work a little bit on the putting green, and we'll be ready to go at 11:45 with coverage on Twitch, YouTube, and you said Facebook also.
Correct.
This is John in the car. Hey, John.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
What's up?
Who was your caddy? I didn't hear.
Jackson, unfortunately.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. I want Jackson to walk up to the starter with Shyman earshot and just say, "Excuse me, sir," and that's it. Game over.
All right. Jackson, have you set up parking for yourself at Granite Lakes?
I know. It's a vast parking lot, I'll be okay.
Yeah, please don't park in any reserve spots or anything like that.
Any feedback from yesterday, Jack, after the show?
My fiance was very disappointed in my behavior.
Oh no! What'd she say?
Well, because I played her the audio of the me talking to the guy on the phone, and she I didn't tell her that his elderly mother witnessed my little rampage, and she was very disappointed.
Let's get to sports.
Thank God.
And something that Shaq said on a podcast yesterday, which plays right in to the Kurtspiracy with regard to the NBA.
Yeah.
And to the extreme luck that the Dallas Mavericks had when it comes to somehow with 1.8% odds landing the first pick in the draft. This is Shaq talking about when he was about to be drafted, about a conversation that he had with the NBA commissioner.
In 1992, I think the draft was in June or something, I meet Mr. Stern in March. And he says to me, "Hey, know who you are. Can't wait for you to come to the NBA. Then he pulls me to his side. "You want to play where it's cold or where it's hot?"
No.
He asked me that. Yeah, he did. He asked me that, and I was like, "Hot." And he smiled, and I smiled. And then a couple of days later, they had the draft thing and, the top three things. And then Minnesota was number three. I was like, and then Charlotte was number two. And then Orlando, Florida was number one.
All right. See, I believe Curtis on the conspiracy of the rigging of the draft because
they've been apparently rigging it since David Stern was the commissioner.
Yeah,
this has gone. How is that right?
I don't know, but I feel like it's gone back a long time because there's been a couple like weird drafting, ping pong balls. Like this has been going on for a long time, and the NBA has their hand. They've had their hand in it, and we've kind of always been. Now that we're starting to hear from a player who's actually, went through the process. I always believed the NBA draft was rigged.
I don't know what the other people say anymore. Like, I know I'm the ass. Like, I'm conspiratorial, and I just say things to get a rise. But, like, where have I been wrong? The NBA, just like they did after the Donaghy disaster and the Spurs sweeping the Cavs in the lowest-rated series in the history of the NBA, all of a sudden, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen joined the Celtics, and Paul Pierce wins a title. They play the Lakers that year. This year, the entire conversation for months, the only thing people talked about related to the NBA was the lack of interest in the game, just as they're about to begin this massive new TV deal. Then in the middle of the night, the Dallas Mavericks make one phone call, and they send Luka to LeBron and the Lakers for Anthony Davis, and it's the worst trade of all time. And then out of the blue, with the 1.8% chance, you just heard the commissioner's power to set this up, they get Cooper Flagg, and guess what? It's a fair trade.
I don't remember this, but several texters on the Subaru of New England text line suggesting that David...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Stern also rigged Patrick Ewing to the Knicks.
Frozen envelope.
Yeah, that was, what was that, 80, what was that, 88, 89? Was that in the, was that 90?
In the 80s.
I can't remember when. I mean, I was, I don't remember that one.
85 draft lottery.
85 draft lottery?
Yep.
Yeah, so I don't remember that one, but I feel like there was something with the Washington Wizards or Bullets back in the days, like in the 90s. But yeah, I agree. When it comes to the NBA and the draft ping pong ball thing, has been, there's always been people questioning it. There's always been people questioning the ping pong ball situation.
Like, that is Shaq telling you right there that he told the commissioner he wanted to go where it was hot.
Yeah.
And Orlando suddenly ends up with the first pick.
Yeah.
I mean, that is sketchy AF.
But it's not. Like, this is what the league...
Don't have a draft. Like, don't act like it's like just...
No, this is better because they can rig it to get the cities that need it instead of having it just be the worst record. It's best for the NBA because they have all the power. Like,
but I would have liked to see Cooper Flagg go to Philly. That would have been a nice one.
Right, but that was not the final piece of a trade.
Well, I know that because the I think it's like, all right, you idiots traded away Luca. Here's why I will help you back out.
But if the Kurtspiracy is legit,
mm-hmm.
it's not just the draft. The draft is the payoff
right.
for the trade,
right.
which was done to attempt to make the Lakers more competitive and more relevant because they want that franchise to be more relevant in LeBron's last few seasons
but,
or whatever.
If you really think the NBA is on the level, and there's a lot of people that cover the league that get very sensitive about these conversations, explain to me why Scott Foster is still a referee in good standing. I'll wait.
Yeah, I can't answer that one.
He had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of phone calls with Tim Donaghy on the days in which Tim Donaghy bet. Like, what are they talking about, the weather? I mean, it's absolutely obscene. And for all the Pete Rose talk, there is far more evidence that Scott Foster was engaged in illicit behavior than there is a Pete Rose, and he's doing NBA playoff games.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'll rock with you on the ping pong balls because I feel like I've heard that forever. The other stuff, like the Celtics one, I mean, after watching Celtic City and knowing, like, the Celtics stunk the year before they got Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen. So, you know, Danny Ainge makes that trade with McHale. The Lakers were good. So I don't think the NBA rigged it, had their hand in that one.
Yeah. This is Jake from Amherst. What's up, Jake?
Hello. Awesome. I just want to talk real quick about how the NBA draft is fully rigged, which is Anthony Davis year. The NBA owned the Pelicans, and they just happened to get the number one overall pick. Also, I don't even like hockey, but the NHL draft lottery just took my attention even during the Celtics playoff game. Bring back the ping pong balls. Make it live. Yeah. Thank you. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is if they're doing this in a way, so they'll have you believe Ernst & Young or KPMG, one of these accounting firms, is there to give and stand by the veracity of these lottery. Why do they do it once in front of the owners and then once later? Yeah. Can someone make that make sense to me?
Yeah.
Because weren't they used to do the ping pong balls live?
Right.
And then they moved it to a back room?
Because after the frozen envelope, I think, they made that distinction, or they made that change. But when you watch the draft lottery on TV, it's already been done. It's a reenactment of it. All the owners are in a back room, and they do the lottery, and then hours later, they do it for the public. Why would you need two of them?
Has anybody ever
asked that question?
That even goes even better to my point where the Celtics should just trade everybody away and become a lottery team. If you're the commissioner, wouldn't you want to get that lottery pick to go to Boston?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Like, you want the ratings, you want this, you know, whoever the next...
No, because Boston's already engaged. Like, you need to help cities that need to get more interest.
Yeah, but
I think that's a fact.
Who's engaged?
What Dallas is not a big basketball town, but now they got Cooper Flagg. People will be into it. It's a major market.
No, but Dallas has been a good basketball town.
When it comes to something like Giannis, Curtis, you think Giannis goes where he wants to go, or do you think they tell Giannis where he's going to go?
I think it's all a collaborative approach.
Wow. Yeah, I think Giannis is going to go kind of like where... Because don't they have veto power in, like, the NBA? I think they have it a little bit
certain
more.
Certain teams that they won't go to.
But Curtis is suggesting he will go somewhere where it helps the game.
Right.
Ratings.
They have Boston. We're hooked.
Yeah.
Well, then he would go to Miami?
But can somebody explain that to me? Honestly. Like, so why would you need to do it twice? Has that ever been asked?
No, I don't know.
Like, when they release the lottery numbers at 11 o'clock, I don't know if they still do it on Channel 5, like... That's not the third time they've done it. It's live. I don't get it. Why would you have to do it multiple times?
Well, interesting from Shaq.
Yep.
When it comes to his draft origin story, and we should get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Red Sox take the first game with the Mets of the series, final 3-1. Hunter Dobbins got the start, going 4 2/3, where he gave up a run on 5 hits while striking out 2. We heard from Dobbins after, who was thankful for the green monster in this one, from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
I was pretty upset with myself. Missed my spot. We had a game plan. I didn't execute it. He made a good swing. Loved the monster for that one. Durant made that great play and, you know, got the out and kind of settled in after that. But, you know, the wind and the monster helped me out on that one.
Kickstart your summer with Nissan. These offers are going fast at the Nissan Summer Sales Event. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. Another one with the Mets tonight. First pitch at 6:45. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. The Western Conference kicks off tonight with the Timberwolves and Thunder in OKC. Tip is at 8:30. While in the NHL, the East kicks off their finals with the Panthers and Hurricanes taking the ice in North Carolina. Puck drop is at 8. Spring league meetings start today for the NFL, and a revised proposal to ban the tush-push play has been submitted by the Packers. The NFL made the announcement yesterday. In the updated proposal, pushing or pulling a runner in any direction at any time or lifting him to his feet would be banned. Votes on the Packers' proposal, as well as the Lions' proposal to reseed playoff teams based on regular season record, are not expected until tomorrow. And Lobster Lovers Weekend is back. Visit the 99 this Friday through Sunday and order their Colossal or Hot Buttered Lobster Roll, and you'll get a free 3-course meal upgrade. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.